This is Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman, addiction and wellness specialist, motivational speaker, and author, helping individuals, couples, and families regain a sense of control, leading to personal growth, wellness, and a more fulfilling life. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. When you're busy trying to get through your daily to-do list in life, attending to your inner child probably isn't your highest priority. My guest today, Dr. Arlene Drake, is here to explain why neglecting our inner child can have a significant impact on our lives as adults, especially if we've experienced any kind of emotional or physical abuse. Arlene is the author of the new book, Carefrontation, which is breaking free from childhood trauma. She's here to detail her breakthrough technique of working directly with the hurt child inside all of us to get to the root of our suffering and heal once and for all. Together, we'll talk about why her technique is so extraordinary and why really it is important to revisit that inner child, even if we believe our outer adult is the one in the most need of help. Dr. Arlene Drake, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I really appreciate you discussing the inner child. I work in addiction recovery, and yeah. I know that's such an important part, especially for people with substance abuse issues, is to understand the kind of core injuries or core issues as a child. Can you explain to our audience a little bit what the inner child is if they've never heard of this term before?
Well, it's that part of you that was hurt so long ago. It's that part of you that really keeps the trauma. We may grow up into an adult and leave home and say, I'm getting away from all of this. And we do, but that child part still is there inside of us and doesn't know we've left home. It's still on 24/7 guard duty at being anxious and not knowing what's going to happen next. And that's the part of us that holds the trauma and holds a lot of the memories. So what we remember just from our logical brain is not the whole thing. And, you know, Jung said, until we make the unconscious conscious, it will run our lives and we'll call it fate. And that's what we need to do to get to the root cause, is to really get to that inner child.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that you said that we...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I love that you said we have to bring the unconscious to the conscious, because that's what really it is. It's existing, but we don't really even understand that it's still
right.
There, the little girl, the little boy inside of all of us, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And we don't know... We don't have all of the information about how it's affected that child, that part of us. The trauma is locked inside of us. In fact, a lot of the new studies about trauma talk about you can't really get better. But Van der Kolk and a few others talk about how that part of us that has the trauma locked, unless we really deal directly with it, we're not going to heal, because we could deal directly. We could deal from our left side of the brain, which is the, one and one are two and logical side. And we may know our story, but we'll never unlock the true feelings and be able to release them. So that's what I do in my therapy.
That's fantastic. And can I just clarify, too, that it doesn't have to be a major trauma that is about abuse or, you know, something like really, really major, an accident. It could be all these little traumas, too, like being bullied, made fun of, how your parents were divorced. I mean, we all have a child inside of us, and we're all, I think we all are wired on different levels of sensitivity, like on a spectrum, right? So I think everybody can actually benefit from inner child work, no matter what your, history was and what kind of trauma you've endured. I think it's still really wise, right?
Right, because, as you said, I mean, it could be something like neglect. Neglect is considered a form of abuse. You might say, well, I took care of myself and I was fine, or that my parents got divorced, but I was fine. And you may have been basically fine, but you don't know what happened inside of that child. And it's important to really, how did that child perceive it? Did that child, many times children blame themselves for divorces. I know I had a friend of mine, she was getting divorced, and her son came running out to me. I was just leaving, and he says, I was it my fault? I left my bike out. I thought, no. So, I think children blame themselves for take responsibility for a lot of things, and that stays with them. And even if somebody tells them it wasn't their fault, somebody has to really work with them toward that. So whether it's a neglect or divorce or something, and name-calling, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt. Well, that's not true. Names are very traumatizing. When we're called stupid or dumb or other horrible names, that stays inside. you know, we might put up a bravado and say, oh, well, it didn't hurt. But, you know, when you say that to young people and to children, it, like, touches their little their little souls and just puts a black mark on it, and that goes with them. So no matter
Absolutely.
How the adult feels, the adult may look like they're feeling confident and okay, but many people I get in my practice, and they're certainly, you know, they're have good jobs, good careers. If you looked at them, I mean, they look fine, and they are fine people. But what they carry inside that brings them down are those hurt things. And they just don't know where it's at or why. Why do I feel this way? I have my own company. I had a man who was making God knows what. He started his new company, and he came in, and he had everything he wanted. He said, I have everything, and I have nothing. And he started to cry.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we don't know. But it went all back to his childhood.
Right.
And how do I find that inner child?
Yes.
You know, I usually tell my people, well, we're going to, you know, bring me some pictures of when you were a child. Let's talk
right.
about what it was like in your family. And I have them do a lot of right-hand, left-hand writing to connect both sides of the brain because, you know, the left side of the brain is your logical side, and that's where we figure things out. And the right side is your creative side and your child side, where you carry a lot of feelings and memories that you may not even be aware of. And by writing left-hand, right-hand, it unlocks that, and you come up with some really interesting things that you never thought of, the hurt and the pain. And that adult part of you could start to take care of that child because nobody really was there for that child to say, I have you, you are okay, I love you, you are smart. And that has to be done on a consistent basis. And when that's done on a consistent basis, that person starts to feel better. You know, we have to do some inner bonding with ourselves and really look
absolutely.
At that child. Because if we don't hear that child, we're just running away from that child, probably like our parents who never really heard our stories. So it's important that we have a relationship with that child and learn how to protect that child, to love that child, nurture that child, and to guide that child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I found. And that right hand, left hand is very important because it does unlock so much. And some people are afraid to even find out, you know. But
so, Arlene.
When they find out, they see they could do something for that child and for themselves. But when you can't fix what you don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah, the awareness is key. So, Arlene, like, I've worked with a lot of people and people that are stuck, let's say, in relationships that aren't serving them or a job that's not serving them. And sometimes I come to find that the child within is running the show or the child within doesn't want to hurt their partner. So they're staying in this kind of unfulfilling or emotionally defunct relationship. So until in the sadness that comes with that and the adult says, oh, well, intellectually, I understand this person's not a match. I don't like when this person does this. But yet there's something, you know, there's something deeper and internal that is kind of like running the show. And I personally like to bring up the inner child to them when I start to hear like the patterns of this kind of talk, you know, and I really love that, you know, you deal with, you know, hands on how to get this up and out, because I think a lot of therapists out there don't necessarily have techniques like you do. So, you know, with the writing, the left to right and yeah. So, but also, I mean, I'm sure you must see a lot of people that start to all of a sudden realize like who's running the show here. Why is my life right? Yeah.
Well, I have an executive who's been—he's done extremely well in the entertainment world, and it all came crashing in. But he went from one place to another; it all came crashing in, and he found himself not working, not in a relationship, and just, you know, at the bottom. And he didn't know what was going on. So we started to work together, and it was this kid who was running the show, getting angry when he was working, acting out, and he was not in charge. But thankfully, he did work. He did get another great job, and he has a whole different perspective because he really realized that kid was just running the show and ruining things because he needed to be heard. That kid needed to be heard and taken care of. And when our child is not heard, it's going to keep on doing something. It's trying to get our attention. And if we keep pushing it away, well, we're just going to cause more problems. It's like a parent who won't listen to a child. That child keeps trying to be heard and trying to be heard. And it's not going to stop, and that happens with us. So we've got to be the good parent and stop and say, okay, what are you feeling? How can I help? What do you need from me right now? And you'd be surprised that child knows. And it's so really
even,
important.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go on. Go on. Mm-hmm.
It's important to have a real relationship with that child, because many times people go to therapy and they talk about an inner child and they do maybe a visualization of bringing that child home, and then it's over. So they never really know that child.
Mm-hmm.
It's like meeting somebody once or twice and thinking you know everything. No, you don't know anything. You've got to have a
right.
real relationship. You've got to go back time and time again and talk and listen.
Right.
And that's
right.
when the changes really take place. And, you know, a lot of people think, especially, you know, when they're older and they think, oh, inner child, they, you know, this is fun, but whatever. I'll give it a shot because I've done everything else. And it works. You know, and my
yeah.
therapy has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I graduate people, which is another thing. You know, this
right.
is the end to endless therapy.
That's fantastic. That's so fantastic. So can you tell us a little bit about your new book, Carefrontation?
Yes, I take you from the very beginning. Everything I do in my individual and in my groups, I take you from the very beginning of how to meet this child,
yes.
how to get in touch with this child, and how to start a dialogue. And from there, we do many different exercises on what happened, how that child really feels, and it's amazing what you find. And then what can you do? Because most people are pretty well aware. They're trustworthy. You would probably trust them with a child. And they have mm-hmm. enough wherewithal to really be able to start taking care of a child. And it's really
mm-hmm.
listening to that child, doing the homework, knowing how to soothe that child, because many times we turn to drugs and alcohol and whatever because we're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody mm-hmm. knows, and nobody's helping us. But we're in pain, and we don't even know what it's about. So until you confront that child or carefront that child and find out what's the pain and how could I help, and you can help yourself. And when you
mm-hmm.
consider it a child part of you and you have the compassion, start having the compassion and the love for this little one, it's amazing what will happen. And that's really
but
what I do.
Mm-hmm. And Arlene, so but for people also that are listening out there that are dealing with, you know, obviously substance issues or
right.
depression or anxiety or even just everyday, you know, life of why they, let's say, shut down if somebody doesn't validate their feelings, something
right.
as simple as that. You know, most of the time, you know, someone shutting down or wanting to run away from their lives for whatever reason is probably that child that is not
yes.
being heard or cared for. I mean, it's as simple as that. But yet it's so complicated because, you know, that gets in the way of relationships. It gets in the way of communication, of effective interpersonal skills,
right.
like all these things. So this is really something where I just want to stress to the audience to address and to get your book, to read your book and get some more information on how we are all affected by this child within, whether in positive ways and negative ways and ways in which we could heal. It doesn't
right.
matter, but I think it's something worth exploring for everybody.
I think it's the key.
Yeah.
And what they're finding out now with trauma, they really are going back to that part, the inner child, the part of you that carries feelings and the emotions that you know nothing about, really.
Right, right, absolutely.
And hearing directly from that part. That's why so many people have been in therapy for 20 years or so, and they know their story, and they're smart. They could have their own PhD. But they,
uh-huh.
their mind, you know, their mind and their heart, they don't make a connection.
Absolutely.
And until you connect what's in your mind and your heart, until you have, until you settle the conflict, you're always going to be running or doing something that's not good for you.
Mm-hmm. And then, Arlene, once people understand that, oh, you know, no wonder why I feel rejected, because that's the child in me that was never, you know, was never, never got consistency or never, you know, whatever they
right.
start to discover that as they parent themselves, quote unquote, how have you seen it really start to change people's trajectories in life? Meaning like do they start to have improved relationships, improved, you know, across
yes.
the board? Is it just
yes.
for interpersonal success, you think, or just, you know, I mean, everything is usually affected, right?
Oh,
by
well,
it.
I saw this one fellow as he, you know, was able to get a good career going again, but also in interpersonal relationships, I think. How we it's more than understanding the inner child, it's really getting that inner child in your heart and really understanding it, not just from the head, but from the heart, and being
mm-hmm.
able to help that child heal by you being the one to hear it and you being the one to say, what do you need today? How can
mm-hmm.
I help you? And that kid may say, I need a hug. And you know, you got to just hug yourself, as silly
mm-hmm.
as it may sound, but that's what you have to do. And
oh,
those
yeah.
small things will help to calm you and help to feel help you to feel grounded. And I've seen people, you know, I had a woman who just graduated group who got married. Now, I can't promise everyone a marriage after group, but I've had it happen. And her whole relationship, her whole way of being in that relationship was so different. It was much more open and loving, and coming from not a scared child's place, but the woman she really is. And it's beautiful to see.
That's amazing. That's so wonderful. So, Arlene, so people could find your book on Amazon or in bookstores. And, it's called CARE, like C-A-R-E, mm-hmm. Frontation, F-R-O-N-T-A-T-I-O-N. I just want everybody, Breaking Free from Childhood Trauma. Yeah. I think everybody should honestly get this and learn about this. This is across the board, I think, one of the most important things we could all do for ourselves. And regardless, you know, it's I think even if you know, let's say heal this part of yourself fast, having your own families and having your own children, there's nothing but understanding that could come from.
Oh, you'll be a much better parent.
Focusing. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I found that too. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And people that I've known that have worked on this are actually much more aware of their own children.
Yes, much more. It's amazing because you learn, you know, I like to call what I do reparenting and repairing, and you become a much better parent.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm just going to give your website. It's www.arlenedrake.com. It's ArlenedRake.com. And and you live in Los Angeles, and you have group therapy and individual therapy.
I have four groups a week, and I do individuals, too. And men
Fantastic.
And women. I don't just do women. You know, men and women have the same issues.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so happy to be connected to you. I will be sending a lot of clients your way probably in the next.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You're just, I love your take on all of this and that you know so much about it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I would love to talk to you more about this. And really, it is one of the most healing, I think, experiences is to kind of do this work, and especially with somebody with your level of expertise. So I appreciate you coming on the show today and would love to have you back soon.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you all for joining us today, and stay well.